This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.
The truth is that you don't need to know so much about music. When you hear Chopin, you get it. Chopin somehow, just his talents are so natural, and the music he make it is like songs.
That's Chinese pianist Long Long. He's been playing the music of Frédéric Chopin his entire life. At age 5, he was already performing Chopin's Minute Waltz, which is one of 20 works by the composer that appear on his latest release, the Chopin album. After Long Long came to America, his first teacher, Gary Groffman, encouraged him to expand his repertoire, so Long Long began to play more Russian and German show pieces. In his 20s, he started to play a lot of Beethoven and Schubert. Now at age 30, Long Long says it's time to return to Chopin.
I mean, I played complete Chopin etudes in Beijing when I was 13. So now, you know, coming back to play those etudes, those beautiful nocturnes, waltz and polonaise, it's just so beautiful. It's like a beautiful moment that you're kind of re-experiencing the past, but in the same time with much more experience to put on. It was really a milestone in my career, you know, to do Chopin 24 etudes in one concert at the age of 13. It's really, you know, when I think about it now, I think it's pretty crazy. And but in the same time, it's really, this brings a lot of great experience in the process. So I think in every pianist's career, you don't need to perform it all, but you should play it all. It will help you to get everything better, not just technique, but, you know, understanding of musical lines, understanding to make the individual voice work, and to have a better control. We all learn that from the Chopin etudes.
Long Long admits that when he was a kid, Winter Wind, the Chopin etude number 11, was a real challenge to learn.
Like when I come back with the etudes after 13 years, which is, I think, 2 years ago, I start to practice this piece like crazy. And good news is I find the right position for the hands. And now when I play this piece, it's quite smooth, not like the, you know, super challenging. So now I think I find a solution somehow.
To mark Chopin's 200th birth anniversary in 2010, Long Long went to Poland to perform the composer's Piano Concerto No. 2 and the Spianato and Grand Polonaise, which appear on this new recording.
In the beginning, I didn't like the piece. And then I went to Curtis when I was 15. I hear one of my very good friends, and so he played this piece. And I was like, wow, that's incredible piece. And I was really shocked, and I said, I must learn this piece. And for the last 2 years, I think this piece is getting better because I got a better feel to the rhythm of the polonaise.
So how does a superstar like Long Long make every piece he performs sound so effortless?
You need to believe what you are doing. And also, sometimes, you know, the most difficult work, if you think it's difficult, then you're finished. You can't do it because you get scared. You need to be totally relaxed, like if you are just playing three notes.
Long Long's recipe for relaxing before a performance may be just as effective for those of us simply enjoying that performance.
Eating some strawberries before concert, I think it's a good help. And some chocolate makes you happier. and also, you know, breathe. Breathing is the most important thing for pianists. It's almost like swimmer. If you don't breathe, it will really have a bad effect. So you need to be relaxed with the right pause. And then everything comes.
And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.